Hello everyone, this is Yabo at coachyabo.com, and today's audio is on leadership lessons that I learned from my high school reunion, and today's topic is we are all the same. As human beings, we focus naturally a lot on what distinguishes us from one another. Are you tall? Are you short? Are you black? Are you white? Are you a woman? Are you a man? Are you poor? Are you rich? And what I discovered at my high school reunion that happened in Atlanta recently is that at the core of it all, we are all the same. And I know you know this, and I know that information has pass through your head at different times in life. But take a step back and look at yourself and think how often our mode is you are different. And then if you're really unhealthy, your mode may be you are different and that therefore you are bad or you are wrong. And we spend a lot of energy in trying to get people to see how we are right and how some, you know, that we are different and we are better. That's the whole thing of keeping up with the Joneses. We are better. But when these 15 girls and I got together, remember I went to high school in Africa, and when these 15 girls and I got together here in Atlanta recently, what I discovered is inside we're all the same. We want a happy life. We want relationships that are supportive and caring and loving. We want to be accepted by one another. We want good things for our children. We want our children to function well in society, and we want to have jobs that are fulfilling and that feed our soul. You know, we feel accomplished on those jobs, and that these jobs create more than adequate income for us. Nobody really wants to be in survival mode. We want to thrive. We want to be there for our families. We want to be able to help others that need them. And we want to come together and trust each other and know that we're okay being in each other's company. And that was the vibe that I got out of the reunion that we had. And at the reunion, when we had a meeting to see where we wanted to take the organization, one of the things I said was that very few times do we actually have good support for one another in our lives, and that at least for now, while it's still a baby organization, I would love to see us making our care and concern for each other as whole individuals as a priority for the organization. And so I want to ask you these questions today. Where do you get to be you, that you're totally accepted? You're not asked to be different. You're not asked to be better. You're not asked to be less than. Where you get to let your hair down and where you get to be you. This is a very important and healthy place that you have to create in your life. And I encourage you to create this in your life. In my business coaching, what I call this, and in my leadership coaching, what I call this is like-minded community. People that share the same values as you, people that share the same vision as you, people that you consider like-minded community. People that you feel you share a lot in common with. Now, of course, there's a place you want to be where the people you spend the most time with, they stretch you, they help you expand your vision for your life, and that's very important. But there's also a place of needing to be in community that supports you, loves you, celebrates you, approves of you, and lets you know in every interaction, you are awesome, I love you for being in my life, and I want you to be a part of my life because you are valuable and you have value to offer. So today, make sure you're creating for yourself community that supports you. You know where to find me, coach at coachyabo.com. Bye-bye.